ding, 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 ding.
Hello.
Welcome back to dingdabell.com. My name is Ding.
I'm a da bell. Okay.
I'm Ding.
Okay.
And we are talk like radio.
We have
people.
A lot of things to talk about. So let's go on.
Okay, what is the word of the bell this week?
Earthentric.
What?
Earthentric.
Well, can you make a sentence out of the word?
Is this restaurant have real Japanese eccentric cuisine?
Say that again.
Does this restaurant have real eccentric Japanese cuisine?
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you understand?
No. Yes, I do, but...
What? Did you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. Hopefully, we remember to come back and tell you.
Should I say that again?
No, that's fine. Okay. So, but at the end of the show, we'll reveal what the meaning of...
Eccentric.
Okay.
Do I sound like a radio?
No. Well...
How can I make sounds like radio?
Just like come, like speak like that a little closer. Too bad you can't hear it.
Oh yeah, I know. If I can't hear, then yeah. Okay. Even though I don't like my voice.
Yeah, there you go. No, okay. Your voice is good. Your voice is low.
My voice is so low.
Authoritative.
Authoritative.
I don't know how to say it.
I don't understand.
Like you have authority.
Authority. Yeah. Authority.
Authority. Yes. We're gonna talk like this.
If we talk like British speaker, we might sound better.
It sounded like you said butter.
Oh, I like butter.
Butter.
Butter is better. Oh, somebody dung. Somebody dung the bar.
I think we're...
Okay.
We're so off.
Okay. I want to learn British English accent. Yeah. Accentric.
Eccentric.
Authentric.
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 Authentric English.
Authentric English.
I want to speak authentic Japanese.
Yeah, you should. You want it. Yeah.
Authentric no Nihongo ga watashi want to speak. Hanasetai.
We are so off. Okay, so continuing
of
the story from the last week.
Yes.
All right, so previously I was telling...
Previously on ER.
Huh? Previously on Lost.
Yes, previously on Lost.
On Lost.
Okay, dang.
Oh, but before I go to the soapbox, can I tell you, this is so funny. Like, we are so hooked for Lost, right? They had 8 minutes and then, like a main part of like Lost in 8 minutes. So kind of like summarize all, you know, like a season, entire season in 8 minutes. Oh, it was so funny. Like, say it was like, blah, 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 like really fast talking. And like whenever they say, somebody died, it's very sad. Da, 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 like, so funny. It was so funny.
I think you're funny.
Too loud.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Let's go back to the topic that everybody wants to hear last week.
Ding Dabell.
Yes.
We were talking about voice.
Yes.
And, you know, I said I don't really favor
like
my
voice. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so then I was telling, I met this lady who were blind.
Was blind, yeah.
When she was little. So she had very good super hearing. So when I was talking to her, she said she can hear the vibration of the sound.
Uh-huh.
And she could kind of figure it out. What kind of person is, and what type of job it might be the best match for that person or whatever. So she said, I might not gonna be able to be a good counselor or something, because my voice is so
sharp.
Yeah, no vibration.
What do you mean, no vibration?
Not much intonation.
Oh, okay. Very monotonous?
Monotone, but I don't think so. Do you think my voice is monotone? I don't know. I guess she's wrong.
Maybe that only applies... Is she Japanese?
She's Japanese.
See, maybe it doesn't apply to...
Yeah.
It's only maybe applied to Japanese culture. Maybe it doesn't apply
I don't know.
For people here. And like she... people like here, Asian women, like in news and all that, their voice is always lower. Do you realize? Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Somebody said I look like Konnichiwa.
I know. And then there's...
Everybody, we have Konnichiwa in the house. Bitch.
And then there's this other Julie Chan.
I like her. They're you know so Julie smart. Chan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their voice always a little lower.
Yeah. Do little you realize? Bit. I think yeah. they are trying to speak because like a lot of Asian lady has kind of Caucasian. Their voice is don't you think? Kind of nasal.
Yeah. Some women, Asian women are like that too.
Like yeah, high key. Yeah. Anyway, so
But you should be very proud of your own voice. And here's the thing.
Here's the thing I was going to tell you. Yeah, I was going to tell you. She also said, I speak very, very fast.
Uh-huh.
So, if I start to speak a little slower...
Yeah.
I might sound...
you might throw up.
I might...
You might...
My sister's wedding. I might sound more like subtle. And maybe more it might
stable.
Be...
More stable.
Like stable. And maybe it might be easier for a listener to understand what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, kind
of... It might be good
give
advice.
A, yeah, give a...
Just, kinda, you know, take a little bit more time.
Yeah. She didn't say that, though. After she said it, because you speak very fast, whatever. And she did, too. So, I was thinking, like, that's right. I always notice that I speak very, very fast. Then it sounds like I'm just, but you know, my brain is working.
Yeah, yeah.
Click, you click, too. Click, you click, too.
Yeah, me yeah, too. That's why we ADD.
Exactly. Constantly like. like that. Yeah.
Right.
Always thinking something else.
Yes.
So I'm speaking something, but I'm thinking something else already. And I'm something always. So I think it's good, but. A lot of people cannot really
but
catch
But not
it.
Necessarily. I yeah. think it's good to do, it's good that you can think ahead, but I think when there are times that you have to slow down.
Yeah.
But you like speak, especially when you do doing a presentation.
Yeah. Or, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But you are not the fast speaker though.
I think I can be.
You can be, but you're
well, depending if I'm recording.
Yeah, you're very oh that's how? How? Who?
I did take a little bit more effort when I'm recording.
That's why you articulate very well.
Sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. And your male voice, kind of like, you know, tenor, like kind of high, a little higher than, like, not super low. So,
But why? Does it have to do with anything?
But I don't know, like, you know, you're, I think, I always notice, yeah. every time you talk.
Yeah.
You're thinking, you actually just, you give the message. You just don't like you just don't spread out just like me. I just everything blah, 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 yeah everything comes out. Up. I just kind of
you know what I actually have to I have to do that. I tend to like right now.
Yeah.
Well, I tend to slow my speech down so that I can say exactly what I want to say.
Ah.
It takes time for me, but I instead of like you know say everything out and then like think I just slow my speech down so I can. Think and my brain can catch up with my mouth can catch up with my brain, so that it comes up.
Maybe I need to train myself like that too.
Maybe I think that could be something that you can train and adapt.
Yeah.
But what you shouldn't do is then let that be. Everything can be improved.
Yeah.
Not necessarily changed, right? You cannot change your personality. You cannot change how you are, but you can always be. Like a, you know, like polish the part that you think might not be very good and improve on that.
Mm.
But voice is very interesting though. Like Joanna's voice. last week.
5-pack. She smoked 5-pack.
5-pack of cigarette.
cigarette?
Yeah.
Pack of cigarette. Why you were laughing?
Yeah.
Why you were laughing?
Yeah, she's dead.
She's not dead.
No, she's just on vacation right Foo? Now. Foo. Anyway, What were we talking about? Oh, voices. So, let's talk about this other side. Did you have anything else to say about voices?
When I sing...
Yeah, do you like your singing voice?
Mm-hmm.
You like your singing voice? I do. Just not your speaking voice.
I don't like my speaking voice.
I used to hate my speaking voice, too. Did you know that?
Did I show you my the karaoke video? I sent it to the link.
Yes,
did
yes.
Did you see
yes,
that?
Yes.
I like the song. Like, you know, I sing, you know, I sound okay. I mean, you know, I'm not professional or anything, but I sound cute and I like it.
Do you think that your speaking voice is different from your singing voice?
Oh, totally different.
How?
Well, I can sing, you know, high. Not super high, but like, you know, female
sound. Do you relate your voice as good when you sound more female, more feminine?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I want to sound like, I was like, I sound like so Japanese.
Yeah.
I think when I speak Japanese...
You're so totally influenced by everybody else.
Well, no, listen. When I speak Japanese, I sound good.
It's when you speak English...
I don't like my voice.
Huh?
What?
What? I don't understand it. Say that again.
When I talk...
Yes, when you talk.
When I talk Japanese...
Yes.
I like my voice.
Okay.
But when I speak English, I think I just don't like my accent.
But that will come though. It doesn't come.
How?
Like by practicing. Trust me. Like maybe given 3 years from now.
How can I practice?
Speaking to your husband Tom that way and speaking to me or working force you to speak clearly, you know?
I might have to get...
All your problem comes from other people telling you like things, and it's a lot of your struggle right now is UMKC's crushing your self-confidence.
They completely crushed it. You could tell, right?
I can tell. Before we're the same. I mean, I know everybody is insecure in some ways, but that job really crushed everything. It made you feel like you're worthless.
Yeah.
And
I was nothing.
If you would rather listen to them and not listen to me as such a close friend, then something is wrong. No, booger. And something is wrong, right?
That's true.
Don't you do you trust them more than you trust me?
You know what? Of course I trust you and I don't care about them, right? Whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, I hear more stuff and then, you know, definitely wasn't me.
Right.
Just like, you know, because I'm so Chris all my Tom.
Yeah, Thomas
always say,
yes.
Stop worrying about what people think about you.
Yes.
And stop listening to what other people say. I grew up with comparing, you know, always that society we talk about
Japanese culture,
exactly,
Asian culture, actually.
Weight, how the way you look, your skin tone, skin smoothness,
yes, whether you're fair, your white,
exactly,
skin is better.
Oh,
your
like,
nose has to be small and
exactly,
pointy,
and
has to be skinny,
yeah, university,
long
ooh,
hair.
What university, and oh, you went that university, not high level, oh, you went to this one, oh, great. I mean, your life set, you know, that kind of thing. What kind of job do you have?
Yeah.
Oh, you are working at the bank.
This is very typical of Asian culture.
Exactly.
Though.
So
always competing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
you have to break out of that.
Yeah.
You live in an American culture anymore. Like, you are living in America now, and those things don't... So much, your personality, you have to build your own personality.
But, you know, I think... Also, American, I really also worry about what other people think, too. I kind of notice a lot
really?
As well.
Like how?
Like, you know, they're just like Japanese. They compare. I mean, not as, you know, narrow because
right,
of
right.
the spacey here. But they also worry about what people think.
I'm sure that's
yeah.
human nature. But I think the whole competitiveness is very Asian.
Mm.
You know? And I'm not saying that Americans don't have that, but... That's very Asian.
And
know?
Then
we have a lot of pressure put on ourselves.
If the, you know, have you ever heard the word? I don't know how to say it in English, but if you're sticking out, somebody will hit you.
Oh.
What is it called?
What?
If you're talented, if you are more like a noticeable,
outstanding.
Yeah, outstanding. Somebody nailed down to you, trying to pull your you know talent out over there or grow like let grow it whatever.
Right.
They're just trying to bury down to you because they're so afraid, you know, somebody might take their spot. mm-hmm. which is so stupid, you know? So I think I felt like I was always kind of like, somehow everybody noticed me. I'm trying to not, you know, I was taller, of course, mm-hmm. big, yeah. bigger. So yeah, noticeable, right? I always trying to be, you know, kind of hiding in, you know, and I'm trying to be under the shadow, but I was always like in a song. Like,
yeah, you should embrace that. Yeah. Make that your own. Like, yeah. Like I'm like that.
Yeah. Somehow people remember me. So if, let's say like at the school when I was little, if I were quiet, okay, right? But if I ever spoke once, I got trouble. Because, and then like a little, like other people, they're just talking all the time. They never get trouble. But I, if I say one word, I got trouble. So somehow I was always like noticeable. maybe I was loud, but you know, they're also loud too. But I don't know, like I was maybe noticeable.
But I think that's your part of your personality. And that's yeah. kind of why, and I've always known that of you because you're very similar. Like we're very yeah, similar, right? Yeah. We always stood out.
Yeah, somehow.
We're very different.
And, we are not trying to, but right. we are.
But right now, I made that as a compliment. You know, I made that as... I'm different. I'm always different. And I kind of embrace that. And I say, yes, I'm different. What can I do about it? I'm going to be different.
Mm.
Some people want to be different. They can't. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's good. Like another thing that used to be something that's scary for me
uh-huh.
is being different is by being gay.
Oh.
Because I'm very different from all the other boys.
Uh-huh.
And so I always feel like I'm very different.
Mm.
That used to stop me
mm.
from being who I am.
Yeah.
That would make me pull back. But then when I become older and more mature and accepting of myself, that's why there's something in you that you're still not completely accepting of yourself. For me, it's my sexuality. But for you, it's something else.
I don't know what is that.
Well, it comes in time. The time comes when some people like 50 years old, the time will come.
Well, I know what it is.
What?
I think it's weight. That is major thing. That's why, I mean, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to become healthier.
Too much pressure too.
Yeah. Well, trying to become healthier for, you know, to be more, of course, like, you know, I don't want any heart disease or kind of stuff
right,
too.
Right.
And I want to be healthier. But number one thing is, if I always think, this is wrong, but I always think if I'm thinner,
you'll be better.
I'll be better. Life is easier. It's not true.
Right.
It's not true. But I always...
But there is some kind of truth in it too. Like I find myself constantly wanting to lose weight too. When I'm thinner, when I'm more fit, not only am I feel better because you're healthier, yeah. right? But you also feel...
Confident.
Confident.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have this confidence that you don't necessarily have when you're heavier. So it does affect you.
It does.
But
even 1 pound is nothing. Like if I convert it to kilo, 1 pound is less than 1 kilo, right? It's which is small. But still, you'll be happy. Like, look at yourself. 1 pound. Ooh, I'm losing weight. And just kind of brighten my day.
Yeah.
So, it might be good for me.
It might be good, but you don't want to get stuck in it. And I do. I have the same exact problem, too.
Yeah.
Like, I get kind of depressed when I'm, you know, like...
Heavier.
I keep gaining weight.
Everybody.
And so, but you have to, you know... either work hard to get thin or at some point we're going to have to let go of that. Otherwise, we're not going
to
be happy.
Yeah, so that's why I want to cut down. I want to see myself, you know, how I look
right.
in 20 pounds
less. I know it's almost too ideal when somebody say, you know, you should just be... Well, I think that I know people who are perfectly happy with their heavyweight.
Like, you know, I have a co-worker. I can't say name anything right now. She is very, very big, right? Like, so I feel kind of like skinny now. But she is happy who she is. She's got a beautiful face. So I was thinking, gosh, if she lose weight...
Yeah, but that's a problem.
I know.
We always think...
She looks like model, man. It's like gorgeous. But she's happy. She's wonderful. I mean, I thought kind of she was annoying, but no. She's really, you know, she's who she is. She's a smart girl.
Fat people always, especially I don't know. It's kind of like smokers.
Like, I want to hug her.
It's almost like smokers, you know, people who used to smoke and stop smoking and they hate people who smoke. It's like fat people who got thin and they really get annoyed by fat people.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of like people who like lose weight, they somehow lose way too much, like wrinkle and this unhealthy way. That
kind of how do we get into weight? Oh yeah.
I don't know why people cannot stop in the sun part. They go too much. But like, it used to be really large, big, but like skinny, like bone. You know?
I want to be.
I know. I have a problem too. I don't want to. I'm scared to lose weight because I don't want to have no boobs. Like, you know, I already don't have it much. So if I'm lose weight in, like, if I'm lose weighting. Great new word. If I lose more weight, I might, you know, but I'm like, you know, whatever. I'll just think about it later. So, but I just want to see myself in 20 pounds lighter, how I feel. I'm sure I'll feel great because I'm not going to be skinny as hell. Like stick.
Yeah, but it's difficult though because I know it has effect on us. When we're skinny, we're more confident, therefore we think we're happier.
Yeah.
But that's, which is true also, actually, that helps to being happy, but it's also dangerous. I think maybe strike a balance, you know, between wanting to be healthier.
You know, I really thought I was sick in Japan because, are you dinging me?
No.
Like, I was constantly, because especially when you go to Japan, you are constantly worried about your weight. So I...
Even I?
No?
Even I?
No, you know, if you're Japanese, you will feel that way. I mean, guys are chunky. I mean, they don't care. But girl, if we, like female, I was constantly worried about weight and I didn't want to go out because people comment about it. So, she's big because, she's been in America eating hamburger all the time, whatever. They don't know that, you know, what kind of food I eat, whatever. So this time, my mother thought I was a little thinner than before because I was working out. So this time was...
Did you work out when you were in Japan?
I walk every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like morning and night, and then do push-up and stuff. I was trying to. So that's why I kind of, you know, didn't gain anything at all. And eating very healthy. And then my mother sort of worried about me because
Oh my gosh, we passed time.
Oh, but anyway, I was not really eating. Like, 170 calories, soup, banana in the morning. Lunch, I had 170 calorie soup. At the night, didn't eat any carbohydrate. Just, you know, maybe like, you know,
forgot to do fortune cookies.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, I was so worried about it. But that's the reality over there. Because constantly people talk about weight.
That's a bitch.
I
think it will always, for us who are worried about weight all the time, it will always be a problem. It's,
and I really, you know, I know it's over, but one time I really told her, like, mother, I think I'm sick. I said, I'm sick because I'm obsessed about weight.
Yeah.
And I think I'm getting sick because mentally I can't stop thinking about it. And even though, like, the t-shirt make me look fat, I can't think about it. So, I mean, like, I can't stop thinking about it. I said, I'm sick. So my mother was like, I don't think you're sick. I said, I am mentally sick about weight and it.
Do you still think you're out of control, or do you think you're better now?
I think I'm better because I know I'm working out, losing, because I know I'm trying. Tonight I ate a lot of food, but I don't feel bad because...
Oh, you're going to go to the gym tonight?
Yeah. Well, if too late, then maybe tomorrow. Uh-huh. I'm off. So anyway, but you know, I'm working out.
It's almost 10.
God. 10, I'm going. But anyway, so, I mean, it's just difficult. We're having very serious conversations.
I know. It's okay, though. It's compensating the several weeks of...
Like, better than crazy 15 laugh.
15 minutes laughing.
Yeah. No.
We just laugh. Yeah. Like, we just keep laughing.
I know. And the Joanne thing.
Only you laugh, Joanne.
Oh, we need to open the
I wasn't here.
Here, let's open the person.
No, it's too late.
What?
Too late.
What?
Maybe do a video.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Let's do a video.
I look ugly.
No, you don't. Let's do a video. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Wait. Oh, if you have a comment about, you know, like weight, you know, or kind of, if you want to share your, like, you know, kind of experience.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, hey, Rabel, I know how you feel, whatever kind of thing. You're more than welcome to just...
So bitchy.
Yeah. Like, you know, send me a comment. Yeah. Like, ding as well. And
yeah. You can send us an email at... dingdabel@gmail.com.
Yeah,
DINGDABEL.
But when I cut 20 pounds And I'm going to put my picture with my wedding dress on dingthebell.com.
Okay.
I will.
I hope I lose weight too. Let me see.
Me and Ding will put our picture.
Shit, I'm 100.
We will look like a... I hope people are not going to think like we are getting married.
I need to lose 10 pounds. Maybe 20.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Maybe 20.
We will do it.
10 pounds. 10 pounds is not hard.
No, it's not hard. It's not hard. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.